M-E had a question today.
Enemy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Enemy. Is that how you say it? Enemy?
Enemy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they had a question. Which band will people still be talking about in 100 years?
Ooh, that's good.
And, yeah, you could rattle off names all day long, but if you think back to bands from 1921, you can't think of any.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, there's no band from 1921 that we're still talking about. So, I mean, other than the Beatles and Elvis Presley, which band or artist still going to be talking about?
Here's what's interesting. It's funny you would say that, because my boyfriend just said to me the other day that music took a long time to come about. Like, once rock and roll music happened, it's continued to happen. Like, whatever the big band music that, like, your grandma listened to, your great-grandma, whoever listened to, that music doesn't exist anymore. Like, the kind of music they listened to way back in the day is just no longer a thing. Whereas, like, rock music, even pop music, and I think definitely hip-hop as well, will endure. So I think there's certain genres that once they started, that train just went. So you mean band, like, so we're talking specifically in the rock and roll genre?
No, we're talking anybody, like
anybody.
Suggestions that came in today to Enemy were Beyonce, Kanye West.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Zeppelin, maybe. PJ Harvey. Nick
PJ
Cave.
PJ Harvey? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Nick Cave, I don't believe. Dave Grohl. I'd be interested to see that.
That would be interesting.
David Bowie, Radiohead, Adele, and Justin Timberlake.
I think Adele and David Bowie are two really good choices, especially David Bowie. I mean, David Bowie has lasted. So many artists now still talk about David Bowie. His music is used in so many movies.
100 years, you're talking 1921 to now.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking in 100 years. Hey, how are we going to get music? You know, that has changed in the last 40 years. How many different ways we have gotten music delivered to us. So who knows in 100 years how we're going to get music? Is it going to be
chip implanted?
Yeah, chipped in our head. It's going to be on our glass. I don't know where it's going to come from. So the chip in your head, are you putting David Bowie and the chip in your head? I don't know.
It's funny you would say that, because I have a lot of friends that listen to lots of different genres of music. And the one of the people that they all agree on seems to be David Bowie. Like, that's a really good choice. Mm-hmm. Like, my friends that are into country music, they like David Bowie. My friends that are into rap music, they like David Bowie. So a lot of people, I think David Bowie is definitely on their list. Maybe Michael Jackson.
I think the Scandal really ruined that for him. His legacy.
Well, but can you separate his music from his legacy?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. Radio stations stopped playing him mostly.
That's a good point. Yeah, they did.
But you look at somebody like Nirvana, like Kurt Cobain, he died in 1994. So that was 25, 26, 27 years ago.
Yeah.
And people are still talking about him like he died, you know, 3 years ago. So maybe Nirvana? I don't know. I mean, 100 years is a long time.
It's hard to say, because, you know, I remember when Amy Winehouse was just at her hottest, you know, when her songs were all reaching number one and she was winning Grammys, and people were like, wow, she is the future of music. She will be, she will endure. And then she died way too young. I haven't heard her name in a really long time. I thought her music was going to be one of these things that just surpassed her death, and I'm like the only person who ever listens to Amy Winehouse anymore. I played a song the other day. My friends were like, "Oh my god, Amy Winehouse!" Right? I forgot. I was like, "Right, you forgot."
Yeah,
so
you
it's
forgot
hard to say.
8 years later, what about 100 years? We're talking two generations. So my kids, their kids, their kids' kids. What are they still going to be listening to? The Stones.
The only reason why I'm going to say David Bowie is because I've seen so many bands live and they all do Bowie covers.
So the Bowie song will live 100 years.
Bowie music will live 100 years because people
But I don't know if David Bowie will last 100 years. Maybe the man who sold the world will last 100 years, but I don't know if David Bowie himself.
What do you mean, David Bowie himself? His music you're talking about.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the person I don't know is going to be around. Maybe his songs are. You'll go, "The Man Who Sold the World's a great song. I don't remember who did it." we're talking three generations from now, you know.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, they'll know the music, but they won't know who did it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, Ziggy Stardust is kind of iconic. You know, like I said, I can't tell you how often I'll be watching something brand new on Netflix and they'll use a Bowie song in it, or they'll have, I was watching something just the other day. Oh, Umbrella Academy. You know, I mean, they have, they use so much music in so many great shows, and they make it the focus. They have people, like, you know, dancing to a Bowie song in a mirror as part of the scene. So I'm going Bowie. Yeah. Who are you saying? It, what it do you is, say?
It, I think it's going to be ABBA. I think I think there's going to be a show that comes out and Dancing Queen's going to be huge, and that will never die. No, I'm going to.
Well, there was. It's called Mamma Mia. It was a musical and a movie.
See,
twice.
You're gonna keep it going by, you know, it's going to be like I Love Rock and Roll is going to live for 100 years,
right?
Or, you know, Oops, Baby, One More Time is going to be. It could be Britney. I don't know. But I'm thinking,
I feel like David Bowie's going to have a resurgence in like a few years from now, because remember, he was already doing that gender bending thing way before anybody else does. Mm-hmm. He was doing the whole glam rock. Like, he was way ahead of his time. So you know how like people find things years later?
Yeah. I still think it's the Beatles. You know, I think the Beatles, the Eagles and
the boy bands.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles, look at them. I mean, they can still come out with another greatest hits album and it'll be the number one album of all time, because their greatest hits album was number one and still is number one album of all time. So it's going to be bands like that, that you're going to know their songs. I don't know if you're going to know their name.
I guess it depends on who you're talking about, because like Barbara Streisand, she's one of the only artists to have a hit record in every single decade.
Yeah, but my kids aren't going to know who she is.
I couldn't name one Barbara Streisand song. But that's why I'm saying it depends on what generation you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and who is endured. I don't know. I'm still going with Bowie.